Hey guys, and welcome back to Sacred Singleness. So last week in episode 9, we really got real about singlehood, right? About single motherhood. And so we talked about the weight, the guilt, the exhaustion, and the constant balancing act that, you know, us single parents have to deal with. But today I want to take us into another layer of healing, because after all the heartbreak that we've experienced, the disappointments, right, and the sacrifices, sometimes we look into the mirror and we realize, and I don't know about you guys, but at least for me, that sometimes we don't even know who we are anymore. You know, we've been moms, dads, caretakers, providers, survivors, but what about just being you, right? Just being me. And this episode, I'm calling it Learning to Love Yourself Again, because before you can fully love someone else or step into what God has promised for your future, you want to know that you need to love your first. You need to love yourself first, you know, and love the woman or the man that God has created you to be. And, you know, after years of being in a toxic relationship and then stepping into single motherhood, you know, I realized I had somewhat lost myself, and I wasn't laughing the way I used to. You know, I wasn't dreaming the way I was used to dreaming. You know, I wasn't showing up for me. I was just functioning, right? Literally functioning. Like I said, functional depression, right? Paying bills, showing up for my child, making things happen. But inside, I really felt empty. And maybe you felt like that too. Like somewhere along the way, life took the pieces of, you know, you that once sparkled, and now you don't recognize yourself anymore. And that's when God, you know, whispers to me, because I felt like that at one point, you know, Maite, you can't pour out love if you don't first receive mine and learn to love yourself, right? And I don't mean self-love in the shallow, you know, like the Instagram quote way. I mean like real deep God-centered love. And if you are asking yourself, what is self-love? You know, self-love is knowing your worth is rooted in Christ and not in a relationship, not in your mistakes, not in your past. Okay. It's giving yourself permission to rest without the guilt that we sometimes feel. And it's setting boundaries that protect our peace. And it's also allowing God to, you know, rewrite the lies spoken over us with his truth. And here's the thing, loving yourself is not selfish, guys. It's stewardship, right? You are God's daughter, God's son. And so you are his creation. So to neglect yourself is to neglect one of his greatest works, right? So we need to learn how to pour back into ourselves. And one way of doing that is affirming God's truth over you, right? Every day, remind yourself, I'm chosen, I'm loved, I'm enough. I've said this before, write it on a mirror if you have to. Get a sticky, wherever. Put it in a place that you're constantly always looking at. Like you're not going to miss it on a daily basis. Do things that bring joy to you, not for anyone else, guys, but for you. You know, read, paint, sing, walk, journal, laugh, find your spark again. You know, we have to make sure that we continue to live. You know, we got to seek healing. Like, I don't know, go to therapy, pray, journal, whatever it takes to process the pain that, you know, so that you don't carry it into your future anymore. You know, and we have to learn how to be gentle with ourselves. You know, give each other some grace. Like, give yourself grace. We need to stop beating ourselves up for the past. You know, healing is not linear. It celebrates small wins. And we need to rediscover our dreams. Like, what did you love before heartbreak, right? Before motherhood, like before the trauma appeared. You know, ask God to awaken those desires again. Because when you start loving yourself again, sometimes things shift and you stop settling for less than you deserve and you stop shrinking, right? You stop shrinking yourself to make others comfortable. We stop waiting for someone else to validate us. And loving ourselves, you know, it creates space for healthy love in the future, right? From a spouse, from a friendship, right? From community. Because, you know, now you're not giving out emptiness, right? You're giving out to overflow. And that's what God wants. He wants us to give an overflow of happiness, of joy, of love. For you, for me, right? To live full, whole, and loved. And even before anyone else shows up. So this episode is your reminder that, you know, you're worthy of your own love. Like, don't just wait for someone else to love you, okay? Start loving you now. Start by loving the woman or man that God created you to be. So let's go ahead. I know this was a short one, guys, because I've been really busy this week, but I want to go ahead and end this in prayer. So let's bow our heads, okay? Lord, I thank you for every woman listening who has lost herself in the heartbreak, in motherhood, or in the struggles of life. I also want you to lift up every man listening who has also lost himself in heartbreak and in fatherhood and in struggles of the life. Remind them that, you know, they're your masterpiece, and teach them to see themselves the way you see them, whole, worthy, and loved. Help them to give themselves grace to rediscover joy and to love themselves again, Jesus. And I want you to thank, I want you to give insight, and I want you to allow them to see that you've always stood by them in every season of their life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And that's it for episode 10, guys. So thank you for walking this journey with me. And next week, I will move on to episode 11. And I'm not sure what I'll be talking to you guys about, but that one's going to also tie everything together for sure. So until next time, remember that loving yourself is not optional. It's part of your healing and it's part of your purpose. Until next time, guys. Bye.